Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joel Barker is our guest, our good friend. Longtime Brain Trust member, one of the great futurists that I've ever met or heard about, and he's got the goods to prove it, folks. He's backed it up with the work, with the books, with the films. His work on Paradigms is still world changing for a lot of people, including me. Joel, thanks again for being here. One of the folks, Joel, as you know, joins us monthly and brings us some update on things that are coming at us in the future. Graphene, you love graphene. You can't get enough. Joel is the graphene king. You can't get enough of this, can you, Joel?
No, I can't, and I have good reason for it, don't I?
What's the news on graphene, Joel?
Well, what we know is it is a material made out of carbon atoms that is one atom thick. So it's the first of our atomic materials, and it has the capacity to do lots of things like move electricity through
it. It's a conductor.
Conductor at almost the speed of light, so it's much faster than silicon. But what's going on now is larger, more, I shouldn't say more important, but larger, very important new applications. And it comes from the University of Manchester, where, by the way, it was first discovered. So in a sense, they got
Manchester,
a leap on everybody.
England?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's at Manchester, England, and they have constantly stayed on the front edge of this stuff. They've done some wonderful things. But what they've done is figured out how to take graphene, treat it properly. It has to be treated in a special way, and it allows it to sort out the salt and the salt ions from the seawater so that when the water comes through on the other side of one atom thick, by the way, think about that, all the salt, almost all the salt, is on one side. And
so this is a graphene membrane.
Yes, the membrane.
So it's not osmosis. What's it called?
It would be filtering.
It's filtering. Okay.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, it's not osmotic. That's an interesting question, whether it's osmotic or not. I don't know that.
Yeah.
But what I do know is, if you can take one atom thick worth of material and sort seawater into fresh water, you have got yourself a revolution in terms of access to fresh water.
And so what maybe takes 3 or 4 passes to get it clean?
Well, that's an interesting question, because they didn't say that. They said, basically, with the membrane that they have, with the filter they
it's
have
acceptable.
Right now, they're pulling out, for sure, 97% of
wow.
the salt.
Wow.
So that gets it down. That's pretty low number.
Of course, pure water is 00, right?
Yeah, pure water is
000.
Exactly.
All the way
it
down.
And interestingly enough, some of the flavor of water are other materials in the water.
Right, the limestone and mineral. Yeah, mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, it's going to be necessary for the developed countries. As the sea goes up a little higher, we're seeing, and Tampa Bay is a good example of it, they fear the infusion of seawater into their freshwater aquifers. At that point, they're going to have to produce water for their population.
So back to leverage, digital leverage.
Yeah.
This is an example of where the application of this, I'm not sure if it's digital, but I'm sure there's digital tools being used to create this. The application of good digital to make a good result from digital leverage could possibly prevent a negative leverage of digital tools in the ultimate wars we're going to have over water if we don't come up with something like this.
Well, and what you just said is really important. Water is so essential that you literally will see wars fought over it unless we have an alternative way to produce fresh water at low cost.
I want to remind people, 100 years ago, in the no man's land between Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, they were punching a hole in the sand to find water. They were desperate for water, and they did not find water. They found oil. So 100 years ago, they were desperate for fresh water over there.
Yeah.
And so, you got states. I mean, look at the Southwest. The Colorado River, which is under attack by a lot of things, including a lot of people would say climate change.
Yep.
Colorado River is serving 8 states and in growing population.
Yep.
That can't go on forever.
No. Nope. By the way, it's one thing we talked about a year and a half ago. They found a very large lake of salty water underneath California.
Huh.
And so, with one other thing, and they've also found a large equivalent salty under Africa, in certain parts of Africa.
Huh.
And so those are resources which before you couldn't tap.
I'd be cautious about messing with anything underground in California. If I were them, I'd leave it alone, wouldn't you?
That's not a bad thought, actually.
I'd leave all that. I'd say, okay, we know it's there. We're going to button this up and put it away. No, don't worry, San Andreas. We're not going to bother you. Stay where you are.
We got plenty of seawater right outside our door.
We do have plenty of seawater, don't we?
Yeah. That's
and hey, with climate change, it's rising, so we got more of it now, right?
Well, this is true.
So the question is, can this scale?
Yeah, and the answer
it scales
both ways. So it can get much larger because it's just layering, and it can get small enough so that a village could have their own system, and mm-hmm. maybe even an individual could have their own system for it. So they're pretty confident they can scale it. And
I wonder if it could also be modified to get rid of things like sulfur. Because a lot of people have water, but it's not good water, sulfur
right.
water.
Yeah, no, what would be interesting is to ask what else gets filtered out besides the salt
mm-hmm.
when they're filtering, because they're talking about salt ions, which
and
are
look
really
at,
small.
Well, look at the industrial reclamation that this could be used for.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Process it through the plant, bring it back, and have the employees drink it. How about that?
Yeah.
Huh? Hey, Joe, I need your website, please.
Joel at Joel Barker, or just joelbarker.com.
Joelbarker.com. It's pretty simple, folks. You can find out all things he does there. Go there and check out his writings, folks, in his blog there. You'll thank me later for that. I got to take a quick break. Right back with Joel Barker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.